You came back.
Daniel's voice was low, threaded with something between wonder and disbelief. I wasn't sure I would, I admitted. But I couldn't stay away. We stood at the edge of the grand stone terrace, the sprawling vineyards of Varennes hidden in the night. The only light was the glow of the chateau lanterns easing through the windows. The air smelled of growing things and earth after the rain. He stepped closer.
And now that you're here?
I turned to him, my breath catching. His eyes, warm and knowing, searched mine. He hadn't changed. Not in the ways that mattered. I don't know, I whispered. The memory of us lingered in the air like a ghost. Afternoon walks through the fields. Laughter on the steps of the old chapel as we sheltered from the rain. Long drives and quiet dinners.
Don't go.
His voice was raw.
Not this time.
I swallowed hard, my heart pounding. I could still leave. I could still run. But then his fingers slid to my cheek, feather light, his touch warm against my skin, and I knew that I wouldn't. His hand moved to cradle my jaw, and I closed my eyes. His lips met mine, soft at first, hesitant, as if testing the moment. Then as I shifted closer, the kiss deepened. Slow, lingering like the first sip of a rich red wine. A sigh escaped me as I melted into him, releasing my fears and questions to the night sky. The air carried the scent of lavender, the chateau standing timeless in the night. All was quiet, and I knew this was home.